Ding dong. Hello?
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And this is your Crown Jewel Fallout episode. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And we take Halloween very seriously around here. So we had to take the whole week off for the holidays. So how was your Halloween, everybody? You were supposed to dress up like Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I forwent? I didn't do my Bailey costume this year. That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
I can't. She doesn't have a ponytail anymore.
My fallback was a Bret Hart costume, but I couldn't get a leather jacket in time, so I just got to keep my long hair for another year.
I think my leather jacket would have been too tiny for you. He didn't wear tiny ones. He had big, oversized leather jackets.
It was the 80s, duh.
And that's why Natalia always looks so silly in her jackets coming out.
Been swallowed by him.
Yeah. Natalia. Why is everybody so mean to her?
She annoys everybody. You heard her.
So Shayna, okay. Last week, okay, we didn't really talk about SmackDown last week, but
I think I still need to catch up on last week's SmackDown.
But it doesn't matter because this week we got badass Shayna back. And what's it called? Ronda actually came out with her when Shayna was going to have her match against Natty. And so the way it all started is just like backstage, Natty was being interviewed and then Shayna just went and choked her out from behind. And when they were asking Shayna, like, what was up? Like, why did you do that? And Shayna was saying, like, it seems like everybody, including myself, forgot what I'm capable of. And
everybody,
I'm just showing that.
Excuse me.
Oh, no.
Who's been clamoring for this since the stupid bite?
So
the only respite that I've seen of non-badass Shayna is the time she slammed Liv Morgan over and over into the Elimination Chamber.
Well,
but other than that, it's been a long suffering for me specifically.
Me?
Yeah, I guess podcast? Us specifically, wanting to see badass Shayna beat the shit out of people after she wore us down in NXT.
So the thing is, Shayna is obviously not a listener. Otherwise, she would have been like, everyone seemed to have forgotten except for those two idiots. But yeah, and she was saying it was just a show of that. That's all it was. Plus, Natty's annoying. So, or Natty
See,
annoys everybody.
You say
including
she's not
me.
A listener, and then she drops lines like that where she knows. Where
okay.
That was her wink to the camera like, you guys got 10 listeners, but it's everybody back here.
I wouldn't say she is because we say Natty's a true villain of WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
I think villainy is a lot worse than annoying. But you know what? Good on Shayna for sparing Natty's feelings.
Come out and call her
yeah.
co-worker a villain. She's not Britt Baker.
Right? What the man? Anyway. That whole situation is weird. But anyway, so that's the lead up to this match on SmackDown. And man, it was so good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all know Natty can work in the ring and she puts on like those really cool technical matches. But that finish of her just passing out in the Karafuta clutch was cool.
Well, Shayna's like throwing her back down after like all these people have, even in NXT, even since she's been on the main roster, try and flip that over and get a pin. And she's just like, nah, not anymore. We're not playing these fucking bullshit games anymore. Like, this is Shayna now.
Yeah. So basically she had her in the clutch. Natty flipped over to pin her down. And then Shayna like lifted
like
herself and just,
her.
She rolled her back over.
Well, that's
she,
what, like
you've trapped her legs.
Look at her. She just like threw her with one arm because she still was choking her. She's just like, no, stop it.
Stop it. Stop it, Natty.
But the most surprising thing to me of this is the second she's on screen with Shayna, Ronda Rousey is a different person.
I think because the whole lone wolf thing does not work for Ronda.
Yeah.
One, because we
We already have Becky.
Well, also, like, we so affectionately refer to her as the charismatic black hole. But when she
not
comes
with Shayna, though. Like,
not with Shayna, because it's like, oh, well, somebody likes her.
Pulled in her gravitational force or something. And, like, there is no worse woman in wrestling this week because both her and Liv Morgan.
Oh, yeah. That was
have
the other,
found their
that was
things.
The
like,
surprise.
Really, Vince, if it was this easy to put her with Shayna, what the fuck? Why didn't you just do that?
Well, we had been saying it this whole time. Like, they really should have been paired from the start. And, I mean, we got glimpses of that when Ronda was telling Shayna, like, yeah, you used to be a badass. Like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, what I mean is when they walked out on the ramp, like, Ronda actually looks engaged and, like, she wants to
yeah.
be there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll give her a little bit of credit where, since she's come back, it's been a little bit more of that attitude. But she still doesn't, know how to... express that. She's not an expressive person. She's not an actress. But yeah, her and Shayna coming down together, it's like the realness, and that's what comes through.
Yeah, and then at the end, like, even when she's whispering into her ear, like, oh, let's fuck her up or whatever she's saying here, like, that was actually a good touch, like, for them to do. And I mean, I don't know. It just worked, and it's the first time Ronda has really worked since... being here, maybe?
Is it just that she doesn't like anybody for real?
Maybe. Except for Shayna. Shayna has her respect.
I guess. But yeah. After the match, Shayna just kneed the crap out of Natty's face and broke her nose, apparently.
Yeah.
There's conspiracy about that.
It could be real that she actually did break her nose, because otherwise, well, how would they, like... WWE's not going out of their way to put blood on there, but they could have been just trying to make Shayna look good. And that's where, like, it could have been blood capsule. We'll see, I guess.
And Natty took it upon herself to post from the hospital. Like, this is real. And
did she?
Yeah. So, I don't know. The lady doth protest too much. So. She's... Oh, Natty.
She just annoys everyone.
And this was from Natty, not her assistant. Was it Bob? Whoever that guy is.
Natty.
Yeah, so the other match
Natty
was...
Natty with a mustache on her, drawn on her finger.
With her hair tied back.
Yeah.
No, it's her sister. It's her sister with her hair
with
tied back
mustache,
and with a mustache.
Drawn on her finger. And Natty, a mustache drawn on Natty's finger, narrating what she needs to type.
Yeah. Makes sense. If you've seen Total Divas, this would make perfect sense. Yeah, so the other match of the night was Liv Morgan and Sonya Deville. And, yeah, you're saying, like, Liv found her gimmick, and they've gone through, Riot Squad Liv, Bathtub Liv, which sounds so gross. Lana's lover, Liv.
The man punching bag, Liv.
But no, and whatever this last one was. But
champion
yeah.
Liv, I guess.
Champion Liv, I guess.
Completely forgot about that.
No, but I'm saying, like, character wise. But no, yes. Like,
no, that was. How little character she has as being a champion was.
Liv is really good at taking bumps. It makes sense for Liv to be the hardcore lady.
Yeah.
Because she just got the crap kicked out of her the last couple of weeks.
And she's got all these personalities to pull from. She could be the next Mick Foley. Come walking with a bathtub. Get wheeled out in the bathtub. I've been clearly kidding about that, but yes, I mean, hardcore matches, she's done the last couple, or at least the last one, like, ended up being a hardcore finish, which even if it wasn't a match, but yeah, I mean, she found her thing. She seems to be
doing good. Yeah, we always knew she could take the bumps because Shayna swinging her in the elimination chamber was clear indication of that.
Yeah, I mean... It sounds mean, and I mean, I guess that is mean, but, like, she's not an she's not like a standout talent. She's not the best ever at this women's right. wise like Bailey. She's not the most like charismatic over character like Becky.
But she's lovable to a really big group of young girls.
She just doesn't have what Shayna was saying, or what Sonya was saying, and what we've said here. She just doesn't have it. But what she does do, and what she does have, is a love for this shit, and she can show up and take bumps. And someone's got to do that. And Jeff Hardy did it for years.
I guess how likely is it that WWE will have, build a little subdivision of hardcore girls. I mean, you have it. You have it in all of them. But
It doesn't need to be a subdivision of them, though. Like,
not subdivision.
Jeff Hardy was
but
going with Jericho and Triple H and all those guys too. Batista. She has her niche and her gimmick, and like, whenever she's involved in matches, that's the way that she's gonna go. Or that's the way that they're gonna go.
So yeah, like it would make sense for her to be in, like the no DQ matches, because
right.
That's like the ones that were more. Well, yeah, we said that those were the ones that were more believable for her to win, is if there was no disqualification, if there were chairs involved, because. Especially like her opponents, they were gonna have like the upper hand on her. So, I guess I don't know. Where do you go from here with her defeating? Wait, did she defeat Sonya?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you go from here? Like, what's the next step? Do we want to see this feud with Sonya keep going?
No. But I'm not gonna want to see any Liv Morgan stuff. Like, not to be mean, it's just not. She's not one of my favorite wrestlers. I don't look forward to seeing wrestlers that I don't like, even like on other companies or even on Raw. So I can either skip forward through that, or it can, like, I mean, it's women being getting up to like the full equality now, because there's actual matches that I can throw away and just kind of disregard now.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like NXT as a whole right now. But
they still got Roxy.
I guess I'm curious as to like where the storyline with Liv goes, because I mean, they were pushing her super hard.
I mean, now that she's found
and I know like people really did connect with it. So yeah. What do you give her next after this with Sonya is what I'm getting at. And I don't know, SmackDown's just sort of like a cluster right now. There's no real direction.
A less, for lack of a better term, gross Nikki Cross.
Oh.
Like, not all greasy and shit. And just be like the chaos on SmackDown. That way we can get like hardcore matches with her and Shotzi out of nowhere, or her attacking Raquel out of nowhere, just like jumping on her as a backpack and choking her out or shit like that. Yeah, actually, she couldn't do it very... She didn't do it that bad, but Anna Jay had this whole gimmick where she was going around like just choking people out.
Okay.
And she's so green, like it's hard to judge her about anything, but it just didn't really work for me. And so they kind of got away from it a little bit on the main shows.
Yeah.
I feel like she could pull it off.
Because
she's just be like this wacky character that just jump out of nowhere and be like, jump on someone as a backpack and just choke him out. And yeah, like, I don't know. That might be what I would do with her, but again, not being
like
a fan, I'm sure that, look, anybody who is a Liv Morgan fan is just like shaking how stupid of an idea that is for her.
I'm saying, like, Nikki Cross is already doing that, and it's working for Nikki Cross.
I don't think she is, though. I think she started that because, like, that's how we know her. But, like, after this Monday, after what we just saw today, it's going to be different.
Okay, so let's talk about Crown Jewel then, because when Dakota and Io took back their titles on the previous Raw, right?
Yeah.
It was because Nikki got involved and she just like messed up the match. She also did that with Bailey and Bianca as well, where she gave the advantage to Bailey and the advantage to Io and Dakota. That's how they got their titles. So that's going into Crown Jewel.
I didn't watch that match. So they won because of Nikki?
Yeah.
Alexa and...
No. Dakota and Io won because Nikki showed up.
They were champs going into Crown Jewel?
Dakota and Io were champs going into Crown Jewel. They were defending it.
And then they retained.
And they retained.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not. I knew that that match had happened, and I knew that there was a title change, but... Yeah, it's been a long week.
And the Crown Jewel tag team match was so good.
One of the best tag team
matches. It's one of the best. Yeah. Totally agree. One of the best tag matches of the year. Like on that show was one of the best matches too.
That whole show was really
good. That whole show was really good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean the two women's matches were the matches of the night for me.
Yeah, they're my favorite. And we saw Alexa. Just, I don't know. Yeah, like her heart was in it.
I mean, she has been that way. There was a few weeks ago where I said she found the dog in her.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been back, except they were hurt for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, even then, they had that match where they won it, and then the match where they lost it, and then this match. Like that trio run of tag team matches, even like the overbooked finishes aside,
right,
were great matches. And she's looked great. She's looked great in all of them in this entire, not this entire program, but once we got over that hump, she's been fine. Not fine. She's been great since then.
Yeah, and in this one too, because I don't know, if it just felt a little bit more high profile. And I guess, I don't know, maybe just like being in Saudi, but I actually enjoyed this crowd. It was cool seeing like all the kids up front. They were into this match too. Everybody, like there was just a lot of like really good energy like during this match, especially during Bayley and Bianca, and they were like going crazy for Alexa. We finally get Asuka and Io like just.
They do this every single time, and I said this the first time they even got together. Like they just turn on another notch. They're like, "Oh, hey, hold on, let's turn this to 11 and show everybody what Joshi wrestling can do."
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. And you were saying it too, like you pointed it out about Asuka, how she can go between the WWE style. She makes it like she's just so good. Like she's so transcendent. And but then you see her and Io together, and God. Damn, they're like so smooth and fast. Yeah. Like, oh, I love watching them together.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's funny because I'm sure anybody that would watch Josie is like, yeah, like that's women's wrestling. But like, I mean, there's different styles. That's not really what it is like here. But if watching it and when we watch them like in the AEW Eliminator tournament, it's just awesome to see. And as a breath of fresh air and as someone who doesn't personally like the Stardom presentation, which is like a lot of the reason that I don't actually watch it.
Yeah.
Like it's all too kind of Final Fantasy for me.
They literally have Final Fantasies. Like,
yeah. Like it's just great to see that here. And then like the follow up on Monday was great too. I can't wait for the, everybody just keeps on waiting for their one-on-one rivalry and it's going to happen. We're all going to love
it. I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon.
Also, I'm not like saying we need to rush it. They're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. And so they still retained their titles. So cool. They're the champs. Now it's Bayley's turn. Bayley and Bianca have their last woman standing match, which is another first in Saudi. The other last woman standing matches have been amazing, and it was Charlotte and Becky. That's the whole Becky turn right there. Man, Becky. And Asuka and Nikki Cross on NXT, which was sick. There was also Rhea and Raquel in NXT. And then this did happen, but it was Natty and Lacey Evans. Like, surprisingly.
We can just talk about the other two in this one.
Okay, so what I loved about Charlotte, well, the top ones that I like are Asuka, Nikki, which was just like brutal, just like a brutal match. Then you have Charlotte and Becky, who had like that whole feud going, which made that even more, like, you were more involved in that one. You were basically just like immersed in that match.
It sold the first ever all women's pay per view.
Yeah,
it wasn't the main event. That match is
it should have been the main event. But this one between Bianca and Bayley, I feel just like takes the cake. It as in terms of like the creativity, because I don't know how to explain it, because I know they also have a history. They put on every match that they put on, there's always like a new element that you're like, whoa, like I've never seen that before. And they did it again in this one. Like, there's just so like many cool things about it. Like, well, my favorite was when Bayley trapped Bianca inside the trunk up at the top of the ramp. That was hilarious. She also trapped her within the steel steps. That was
great.
That whole segment or that whole little exchange was really like had you edge of your seat there.
Yeah. She should have put the ladder like flush on the stairs when she was erecting her little torture set. But
right.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I'm trying to think about it now that you've brought those other ones up, and I think I really liked that. I remember really liking the Asuka Nikki one.
Oh, so I don't think I did.
Can put this one over that one. Just a recency bias makes me want to agree with you though, but I don't think I like this one more than that one.
Oh,
but
I know.
It was a great match. This was the match of the night, and considering the matches that happened on this pay per view, it's pretty great.
You had the crowd chanting for Bayley, and then she turned them, and then again they were chanting EST, like because of how villainy. She's like such a cartoon villain because she literally went and got a golf cart to try and like run over Bianca.
Yeah.
I loved Bianca's reaction. Her reaction was the best. Like, are you for real?
She's had so much good face. Like, there's, I saw somebody comment on her some stupid comment on her great post about how she had to like put together her gear
by hand.
Stuff. Yeah. Which also like Kevin Owens quote tweeted and was like, I saw her doing this on the bus from the hotel to the arena in Mexico. Like, she's so great.
Yeah.
And some butthole commented on like on that post saying, oh, something work about on your character. Like, homie, you don't know shit if like you're talking to her about character work, because every single match, like her face tells so many stories.
Yep.
And there's so many shots of her. Even like SummerSlam when she got Becky. Like we've talked about her facials almost every single like big match that she has, and for her to be able to do that and not be a lifer at this,
yeah,
is crazy. Like to know the impact of that and like get the importance of that, or maybe it's just her expressing herself and like it's just naturally comes out. But
she's naturally
exactly
the best.
She's just naturally the best there because she's great.
Yeah. What else? They didn't break the table too, and
yeah, she just stopped too close to it, right? Because
okay.
She went too far. Yeah.
So that whole freaking golf cart bit was the best. Like Bayley was gonna jump off the golf cart, and then Bianca climbed up there with her and just started wailing on
her. I'm surprised that thing did not collapse.
Yeah, like between the two of them, they're so muscular.
Yeah,
and then Bianca starts driving it down the ramp, and I forgot about the table.
See, like, that's a spot that dudes could never do. Because you put two, well, I mean, unless it's like Ricochet and Ali, like, Brock and Braun would fall through that and impale themselves on the posts of that golf cart. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, and so I thought Bianca was just going to, like, hit the brake really hard and have Bayley like fly off into the ring,
like,
which would have been amazing.
Yeah.
but I forgot the table was there. So she stopped in front of the table and Bayley grabbed a hold of her braid. And I think that was the spot where they had to, where Bayley goes through it and breaks it, but it didn't break. You just heard like the loudest thud.
She flew too far.
Yeah. And so, but you saw the crack. You saw that crack right there. And it was like, both of them were like, oh no. This table is going to break.
There's no problem in wrestling that a powerbomb can't solve.
And Bianca did just that. And then again, yeah, like just the storytelling in this match too. You had Bayley trap Bianca in the trunk, in the steps, and then Bianca takes the ladder that was put in the ring and she traps Bayley in the ladder, like up against the turnbuckle. And that's how she gets the 1 through 10. Because there was not going to be anything that kept these women down. Like, they're both so strong. They both, like, take so much. And, yeah, like, the ref wasn't going to make it to 10 for either of them. And this is the way that Bianca had to win, was by trapping Bayley. And, yeah, like, bodacious booty problems. Bayley could not get out of that ladder.
Yeah. I mean, I see people complain about, like, the damage control storyline. And then, like, who fucking cares when you're getting these matches?
Right.
Like, you want to talk about WWE doesn't put on the same, like, quality of in-ring product as AEW. Like, nah, you're just looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You're looking at Braun and Omos for that shit when you should be looking at the future of wrestling, which is all their women's roster.
Yeah.
Their women's roster their women's specifically. Roster. Oh, man. Like, honestly, they do need to give us more with the story here.
Yes.
But we've gotten great match after great match after great match with this
from
whole...
From all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With all, like, this whole thing that since they've been here.
Yeah.
None of the... They can't put on a bad match.
No.
Has been the problem. And that's where, like, all right, they're kind of getting by just putting on good matches.
We need a little bit deeper. Right. Yeah. And that's the cool thing is that... Because, I don't know, I have, like, all these ideas in my head, too, because it's Dakota and Io retaining these titles... And Bayley not being able to capture the women's title.
Yeah.
Like, is there going to be, for me, I'm thinking, is there going to be a little bit of a rift? But no, they bring in Nikki Cross. So now we get, like, to extend, like, this little faction. And it's going to carry in, like, carry over into War Games.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up about Bayley and Bianca, too, is, well, yeah, like, just kind of, there's already so much history between them two, like in the short, like few, like ever since Bianca debuted.
It's very one-sided in the big matches.
What do you mean? Like
Bayley's her joker. I mean, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, other people have said, oh, so-and-so, we're like Batman and Joker around this industry, which like, no, you're not. But Bayley and Bianca's relationship is very much like
that.
Batman and the Joker.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about Bianca...
And you
kind of
have to know, like, get that dynamic from them as opposed to think that they're going to be on even footing level. Because, yeah, Bayley can't go toe-to-toe with Bianca. No one can other than, like, Rhea.
Well, that was the thing with, like, her and Becky. Becky was the one to, like, put away Bianca in those however many seconds. And that one felt a little bit more personal, that feud between them. Whereas ever since Bianca debuted and Bayley just sort of latched onto Bianca, like, who are you? I hate you. And I also need you. And like you're saying that whole, Batman Joker dynamic. Yeah, totally for sure. But yeah, I guess how do you like expand on that? How do you make that more,
I mean,
meaningful?
Could hear what they're saying on Raw today, where they're saying you've never beat Bayley and Bayley's pinned you twice.
Okay.
So, like, that's going to be their whole truth to the heel side here. And Bianca's going to have to beat her 1, 2, 3 at some point.
Or...
Which is going to happen, because Bianca's going to carry that belt into WrestleMania.
See, and that's the thing, is because I'm so... Bayley Stan. I just want to see the title on Bayley. I just for selfish purposes. But then I see like the impact freaking Bianca has and how much of a freaking baby face she is and how like she's surpassed John Cena status because she cannot get booed. I can't see her losing the title either.
See, like it's funny because I talk about how Reigns shouldn't have to be long to be important. And this one doesn't have to be long to be important, but like,
right.
I mean, you don't, and maybe I just don't know my history well enough, but at least from like the wrestling that I saw and remember, you don't take the belt off of Hogan to put it on Macho Man.
I, Okay.
Like, Hogan is a cultural icon.
Okay, okay.
He is transcended the sport, and that's what Bianca has done and, like, can do further. She's getting her own show.
She's getting her own reality
and
show.
And, like, yeah, Bayley is for us.
Yeah.
The same way, like, Macho Man was for Bayley, like,
yeah,
as a little kid.
So, speaking of that reality show, I forgot that was happening. And I really would love to see, because, like, I love Miz and Mrs. I would really love to see, like, how Montez is the Maries while Bianca's just, like, off doing, like, fabulous Miz things.
Yeah. I mean, they do a lot of both of them on that show, but it would be hilarious if Bianca's just, like, the opening scene, peace, I gotta go to work, and then the rest of it's just, like, Montez until she comes back.
Like, Montez doing, like, silly, no, because...
Getting into antics.
Yeah, whatever.
Single dad antics without being a single dad.
Well, that's why
And then she comes back and fixes everything in the last 2 minutes of the episode.
Like, Dawkins being a part of it, too. Oh, man, but she's just, like, way too talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just great. Like, it's also cool. At least it seems to be that way. Like, she seems like she's a great person, too. And, the dedication that she has. She even said in that post, like, don't ever say, like, this doesn't mean anything to me or something like that, or, like, I'm not dedicated or anything like that. Which, like, I'm not saying that, I don't think she's saying that people weren't saying that, but she's just, like, again, she's not a lifer here. Like, she's been here, she's been doing this for...
She was scouted by Mark Henry.
Yeah, she's been doing this for, like, probably less than 10 years now. And she's better than almost anybody at it in that short amount of time. And she had, like, she has been.
Yeah.
For years already, which means in 6 years, she got better than most people at this.
Yeah. And when she came onto the main roster, too, like, I think this is the only time Vince didn't drop the ball.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I think they kind of tried it out. Like,
a few,
okay.
But yeah, she's the biggest one.
I think it was mostly like, okay, test her out with Street Profits. Like,
well,
let's
they
see
did kind
works.
Of screw her when she first came up, but Vince found a way to still get her.
Yeah. Like, all they did was move her to Raw.
Yeah.
Wasn't that what it was? I feel like they.
They stopped using her for a while, and then they finally started using her right again.
Yeah, I think it was they were trying to test her out as, like, a faction with Street Profits, and no, her star is just too bright. She's on her own against the wall. She never needed anyone at all. So Sasha on Instagram, she never posts, like...
Doing her best Bray Wyatt stuff.
She never posts about herself, really. Like, she'll post the things that she's doing, but she never, like, makes videos or personal videos about, oh, like, her goals and, like, things to come. Like, not the way she's been, that video that came up. That was, like, a very surprise to me.
Yeah.
I really hope it ties into her returning. Everybody's, like, bringing up during the Saudi show, like, oh, Sasha and Naomi are back in the intro, because that was, like, a big thing. Like, people noticed, and they were...
People always noticed.
Was it Naomi?
People,
like,
were also complaining that Ric Flair's woo wasn't in there this time. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but
the
in this case...
I get, but...
In whatever. This case, it's like, okay, we gotta follow the freaking breadcrumbs, because Sasha's been, like, teasing something in November happening, and she's also a big old troll. Like, her and Bayley love to troll about returns and stuff, so she's probably gonna be like, yeah, I'm releasing, like, new candles this November. I could totally see that too, but I don't know, this felt different. And if she does come back, like, she's been off doing all these amazing things, and she's been taking Naomi with her. They've been going to, like, premieres and different events. Like, apparently she also started her own CBD company and won awards for that, too. So let's say she comes back. I could totally see
her awards every single day.
Yeah, she just goes and gets awards. That's, like, that's cool. What she just does. She's like, hi, I'm here for my award. And they're like, oh, yeah, Sasha, right? Yeah. Mercedes, right? I could totally see her coming back and just being like, I talked about Vacation Charlotte. we're going to talk about like actual boss Sasha, where she's like building her goop type empire, where she's just like this sort of, I don't know, delusional of new age spiritual type person who's just making moves and stuff. And we've all seen it play out. I think they're just getting footage for all of her like character work that she has to do when she comes back. But I don't know. I could be totally wrong. She could also just be releasing a line of candles.
No, because then she's got to lose. And she's not going to lose. She's not Bailey.
Maybe she doesn't wrestle. Maybe she just comes back and she's just like, no, I don't have time to wrestle. Like, I'm going to be doing like things. Like, there's different ways that you could.
We both saw that Charlotte rivalry. And the fucking hell they put themselves through to make women's wrestling. To like, it's everybody that saw that rivalry launched a podcast, basically, or should have, anyways, because that's essentially what started this. And I will believe that Sasha is done wrestling when I see it, I guess.
I guess.
I don't think she will be done taking bumps, especially before 35.
She loves it too much.
That's what I'm saying.
But also,
she's bigger than
she was ready to quit. She was ready to just walk away from it.
She knew her worth. And if Triple H does too, then we don't have a problem anymore.
Or she's not coming back and she's just going to release a line of incense, which I will definitely buy. But man, I don't want to get my hopes up too much with her return. But those are the rumors, the hopes, I don't know.
It's so far past that now. Like, they should just be brought in separately.
Like,
put Naomi in with the bloodline and let them do a triple threat Survivor Series elimination match with Judgment Day and the Bullet Club.
Ooh.
Just the same way we had like Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT 3 years ago, because that was a rad Survivor Series. Oh,
that was so good.
And then you get like the first ever intergender
Survivor Series match. Yeah, that'd be cool too.
And then put Sasha in War Games.
Or just have her face Ronda.
No, you put Sasha in War Games, but you don't put her in with Bailey's team. That's the swerve. She shows up and Bailey's like, yeah, she's my friend. And she's just like, nah, Bianca called me.
No, when they left on not good terms, Bailey and Sasha.
That's what I'm saying.
Bailey would never.
Bailey's so delusional, though. She's just like, oh, you're dumb now. Dumb idiot friend finally came around and saw the light that Bailey is the best. And then she's just like, you idiot, I'm here for Bianca.
Well, the thing, too, is like they, Damage Control was talking to Nikki, saying, like, you know, we realized that basically, like, you're not our enemy. Like, we realized, like, the same thing happened to you, like where you're not appreciated enough. I mean, they could use that same narrative on Sasha. She was not appreciated enough.
Yeah.
But there's no way Sasha comes back and teams up with Damage Control, who has her titles.
Right.
But anyway, Nikki Cross.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't even be her titles. Like, let's just get rid of that dumbass whole Vince thing. If we can get rid of Austin Theory's everything or just cut out all of his legs out from under him, we can do it with that dumbass storyline and just leave that in a fallen era.
True. Okay, so Nikki Cross
is not the weapon Damage Control seems to think it is. And that's what, like, is annoying about this faction, and why I now, if I'm thinking about it just in the moment right here, I'm ready for it to end, because it's not giving Bailey what she needs from this faction. She's not in control of it.
That could be like why Damage Control doesn't stay together, because they're going to be like, Bailey, you don't have a title though. And Nikki now has a 24/7 title, that's and we have tag titles. And what are you going to do?
Unless Austin Theory pulls that shit out of the trash.
It wasn't in the trash. He dropped it on the floor. But yeah, Rat King Nikki is back. She had her match against Dana Brooke.
She tried to put it in the trash.
She had a match against Dana Brooke, and she won, and she took the title. But she didn't care. And yeah, she started saying, what did she say? Her old catchphrase.
It's time to play.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
And she was doing the same thing like in NXT where she was just kind of like out of it all the time. Nah, and she was just there for chaos.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's like, it's a different evolution of that because she just seemed more deranged here than she ever did in NXT. Like NXT, yeah, she was crazy. Yeah. Like here she looks just, I don't know.
There's no way to control Nikki Cross here. And like on NXT, she was a part of what was that? What were they called? They were called Sanity.
Yeah.
Sanity, and now she's alone. So I don't know. She's very much a wild card, but she's on the team with Damage Control. She hasn't even agreed. So I don't think it's gonna go their way in the end. I don't know if it's gonna like culminate at War Games, but. Yeah, I don't think Nikki is their friend.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely not.
I don't think Nikki is Bailey's friend.
Io
and Dakota are being kind of dumb right now.
but
they obviously didn't pay attention to Nikki in NXT.
I'm just happy that they're giving these women War Games.
Yeah.
I mean, who, like, it's not like it was going to be anybody else on the roster because there's not, like, women's factions built up, really. But, yeah, like, once Bianca said that, that got me popped, and I'm excited for the way it plays out. And, like, when they started, like, beating each other up and shit, I was just thinking of different scenarios. Like, how are they going to fuck this up? Because, like, Candace could be, Candace could be one of the team members for Bianca, but then, oh no, she's actually Bailey's team. So then we don't get another, the 10th member. And then again, we have War Games screwed up again for the first time on here. But like, I'm going to put that out of my mind and I just am going to trust that Triple H got his
War Games mistakes out of him.
His bad booking out today. Whatever flu he's working out is going to be out in 3 weeks and he'll have his head back around him and the War Games booking will be good and we'll get all 10 women and we'll have a match beyond the way we're supposed to. And
it'll follow the rules of War Games.
I mean, that's the other thing is it's War Games Survivor Series. So they could just completely rechange the rules. And the only thing about it that's War Games is two rings and 10 competitors.
Next each other.
We'll have to wait and see about that, I guess. But either way, just like, the women that we're going to have in this, that we have announced for this match already and the surprises that we're going to get that we might not even get until like the day of.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
So we didn't even talk about the whole segment on Raw where War Games was announced, but basically, the whole showdown between Asuka and Io was cool.
Great.
Them just going back and forth.
Such a, like,
in Japanese, which is so cool.
That might have been the highlight of the night because of how bad everything else was. And not to detriment that, like, that was just really fucking cool because if you showed anybody from 3 months ago before Triple H took over that clip, they would have thought Vince McMahon was on a deathbed or something to allow people to cut a promo against each other in a different language. Like, much less one person speaking another language, people actually going back and forth.
Yeah.
This man would have never allowed that.
And not translating for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, and that's what we've said that before plenty of times, especially when Asuka was able to cut her promos in Japanese during that mixed match era. We don't need to know what she is saying.
Yeah,
we just need to read them, and they're so good at it. So we get into it. We just know it's supposed to be high tension right there.
Yeah, and it needs to extend. I need Raquel and Zelina to get into a Spanish shouting match.
Yeah, which is very likely.
Yeah, now that she's here with Legado, like, let's keep that shit going.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it was funny how the announcers or commentators were like, just because Bianca says she wants war games, like, doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's going to happen, fools. So I guess, like, who do you think is even going to be on the team? There's one spot left on the damage control side now that they have Nikki Cross.
It's Candace.
And then you have two spots open on the Bianca side with Alexa and Asuka.
Sasha.
You think Sasha and Naomi come back?
I mean, that's the most straightforward, like, of everything. I mean,
how do you not have Sasha participate in your first ever War Games? Like, on here. Yeah.
Like, it's the, not that we have to get into any, like, deep shit, but 2 years ago after this election, they were saying there's going to be a red wave in the next election. And, like, it's that way for whatever, like, the next, whoever the out party is. And then all these narratives came up of, like, oh, yeah, here's backing up that that's going to happen. And then all these other narratives, like, no, it's going to be way more dem turmoil. And we'll see how it actually goes. But, like, the straightforward answer is it's just going to be the way it was always, like, in history. And the straightforward answer, like, the money bet is Candace as the mystery reveal.
For damage control,
because the last time we saw her, they supposedly beat the shit out of her, even though that camera fell along with her, obstructing the view of the actual beating.
And now that we know that her husband is a huge conspiracy theorist tracker, who's to say that Candace isn't concocting her
part
own conspiracy?
Of his conspiracy. Yeah. So. That's why his head is in conspiracy theories, because that's all his lady's been doing at home, is researching them and finding out where they went wrong so that Bailey's bad luck can't screw this up for them. And then, like, who's your money people right now? Who does everybody want to see return? It's not Mia Yim. Like, I'm sorry. I'm happy for everybody who is happy for Mia Yim. And I'm not going to do the easy route and shit on her. I'm glad she's back. We'll see what she does, whether she proves my past statements wrong or whether she proves me right. Nobody wants, like, people don't want to see Mia Yim return. They're happy if it happens. People want Sasha back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Casuals have turned off without Sasha here. Yeah. You could get them all back. Same thing with Naomi.
And say that they're coming into War Games. Yep. And then again, like, your whole Judgment Day versus what is it? Their OC?
Yeah. Something?
Okay. Oh yeah, because Mia, yeah, the when they were talking about having to take care of their Rhea problem, because she got involved also at Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. Let's talk about that hair, because
Rhea's the best.
I, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, like, interesting. She's got long hair. Weird, maybe. And then, like, no, it's an homage to Beth Phoenix.
We got
not even an homage. It's a troll at Beth Phoenix.
Like, we got some all-time heels running around right
now.
MJF, Jay White, Seth Rollins,
Rhea Ripley.
Kid Ripley. From the armband to the hair to the clip of her untying that kid's shoelaces at the house show. Like, oh, she's good.
She's so good. Yeah. And then she's, yeah, basically confirming, yeah, this is for Beth Phoenix, and keeping that going. Like, oh my gosh. So I don't know how likely it is for Rhea or Mia Yim to participate in War Games, but with the way that this storyline goes,
she had to be crumpled on that floor for it to look like Mia looked like a threat against her because of how big she is. It's just silly that Mia was put into this program.
I mean, I will have an open mind about this, and also Mia looks super cute with her.
I mean, I
blue ponytails.
I'm gonna try to too, but, like, if Piper's not hurt, we need a believable threat against Rhea.
Yeah.
Mia could fight Dom.
Well, I don't know. I think mixed factions right now is actually good for Mia and Rhea.
I've hated Rhea in Judgment Day since day one.
I know you
and the
have.
Only payoffs that we're getting from it are the best. The only thing that Judgment Day is doing for Rhea is the Beth Phoenix stuff. Because, like,
Beth is gone right
tying
now.
Tying Dom to her does nothing for her. It does everything to elevate that, like, non-factor. Like, he was a non-factor before Rhea. He was Rey Mysterio's tag team partner that kind of looks like him without his mask.
Ay, pobrecito, Dom.
But like, Rhea doesn't need Judgment Day. Judgment Day very much needs Rhea.
I like it. But yeah, the names that I have here like to participate in War Games that would make sense would be Candice, Rhea, Mia, and then Sasha, Naomi. I really can't see it making sense to add in any SmackDown women, only because this storyline really is so damage control deep.
And really, like, I think the way, if you're not going to get rid of the brand split altogether, the way to fairly do it, give the women on Raw, because they have the factions, the War Games match, and then give the men on SmackDown the War Games match, because you have the bloodline there. Even though there's not a faction to go up against them, you need to tie one together in the next... You have 3 weeks to do it.
Right. Do we know for sure that it's supposed to be five on each team?
They said 10. That's the one rule that they've given up so far, is they've said 10 people.
Cool. Oh, man. So it's going to just be
really... And the graphics have shown... TBDs. The silhouettes. Yeah, so we know that it's going to be that many people.
I think them just... Because when is Survivor Series in 2 weeks about?
Yeah.
I think it's really smart the way they're just, like, dragging this out. Because now, even though we've been getting, like, these great matches with Damage Control and Bianca and Asuka, Alexa, now, like, the fun part, I guess, is waiting to see who's going to be revealed. We already got a Nikki team member, but now who's going to be on Bianca's team?
As the NXT mark that I was before 2.0, I really think you shouldn't go with the straightforward that I was talking about before. And I would put Kaylee Ray.
Oh. Well, yeah,
Shotzi and Raquel in there, because they've all been in there.
They've all been in War Games, and yeah.
They're just as good. They're not just as good as Sasha, but the three of them might make up one Sasha.
Well,
fuck that, because Kaylee Ray is so good, and Kaylee Ray would make that match.
I could totally see like Bianca being like, you know what, we got to go over to SmackDown because the women who've participated in War Games are over there. We need like that on our side. I could totally see that happening too. But I don't know if they're going
to. Yeah, I just really don't want to see War Games happen without Shotzi, because like it feels like with her tank back and finally being on TV, even though it was a couple weeks ago.
War Games is made for her this year.
Multiple years back to back. Just like Shotzi needs to be in. Shotzi's the perfect competitor for War Games, but I feel like it's the stars just aren't going to align for it this year, and we're going to have to wait another year.
Okay, well, real quick before we go, I have to bring up Mandy's celebration. I had to get the notes on it because I didn't get to see it play out live. But it didn't look any different than their VIP lounge that they always had set up off the side of the ring. But anyway, I actually liked Mandy's little promo she cut. I mean, she was saying how she made the decision to go back to NXT and rebuild herself, and it was the best thing she ever did because, hey, now she's champ. And nobody thought that she was going to be able to, like, keep that title. She's, like, proved everybody wrong. And, yeah, like, I don't know. I liked it. And she's even saying, like, me and my girls, like, Toxic Attraction have basically just, like, taken over and dominated. And it's the truth. And as much as we might not like Mandy's reign, you can't deny it.
Oh, I can deny it plenty. Because as you brought it up, I completely forgot that NXT was a thing. And those comments I said about Triple H saying, oh, hold on, everything that you saying you like everything about wrestling, part of forgetting that NXT existed was that I liked everything about wrestling. And this reign is been terrible. She's been carried to the only good matches that she's had. And like, I'm tired of pretending that she hasn't. Like, yeah, she's gotten Mandy Rose now to Mandy Rose when she came here is night and day difference. I'm not going to pretend that it's not. But this reign hasn't been anything. It's worse than Io's reign, where like it's just been shenanigans after dumb shit for her keeping this. And for how talented and how stacked this roster is, and how more intriguing stories we could have told with Toxic Attraction turning on her, and like not just had the same shit going on for a year where NXT 2.0 was stagnated and held hostage since basically a month after it existed.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of stuck around for a year. Carmella was North American champion forever. Braun Strowman or Braun Breaker is still champion there. Mandy Rose is still champion there. Like, NXT 2.0 has been bad for a long time. The last month has changed that. And the fact that, like, other people have carried you to good match after good match, or have carried you to good match here or there, doesn't mean you had a good reign. And you keeping a title doesn't mean you had a good reign. Roman Reigns has had this title for 2 years, and it wasn't until SummerSlam that he decided to start putting on good matches.
So I take it you're not going to put respect on Mandy's name. Got it. I don't know. I think they could have been way more creative with this storyline. The only thing I don't love is just that, like, tired mean girl trope that Mandy has had to do when we've seen her show way more personality when she was, like, with Otis, with Sonya.
Right. Like, and that's the only thing. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess
she's
just the way that NXT was, like,
trash.
Changing. Like, I don't know. I don't see any other way. I don't know. I guess, like, any other way that would have made it better, especially when you moved all of your girls up.
It's developmental. Roxy should have dethroned her months ago.
I don't know.
Toxic Attraction could have imploded, and then they could have been on the roster, and then they could have been in War Games. But whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think they kind of needed them on NXT still, but... Oh, Alba Fire, not Kaylee Ray. She came out, interrupted the ceremony, and said she took out Gigi. She did her... What is it called? Her gory bomb. Or no, what do they call it here?
I don't remember.
They called something else. But she did that to Gigi. And then she told them. She was like, this week it's Gigi. Next week it's JC. And then in 2 weeks it's going to be you, Mandy. I'm taking that title off of you. Yeah. It has to happen at this point, right?
See...
Because today,
the desperation in your voice tells me that, like, you're just trying to be optimistic about Mandy just because some other people like her too. And, like,
I've always liked Mandy personally. I just don't like what they did to her here.
I don't have anything against her personally. I'm sure she's a fine person. I hate this reign, and I hate the fact that this NXT women's division keeps on getting held back by long, unnecessary reigns when you could be building stars here.
I mean, I feel like
giving them clout.
I feel like they are. I mean, you still get really good side stories.
That's why I'm adding giving them clout. Because, yeah, Roxanne is a star. Like, Gigi and JC are stars. They have clout because they've had titles. Who else here has had titles? Who have had opportunities to have titles? Nobody. Zoe Stark is one of the best competitors on this roster, and she keeps on getting shafted after shaft after shaft. And she can play the Macho Man character and not get titles. That's fine. But when you have a roster this deep, some other people have to get the opportunities, is what I'm saying.
I'd have to really go back and, like, see the timeline.
Kaylee Ray should have been a champion.
As soon as she walked in, obviously.
Roxanne should have been a champion. Michael should have been a champion. There's so many people that could have been carrying that belt and building that division instead of just having it stagnate there.
You know what was surprising to me is that Indy is staying on NXT.
Yeah, I hope it's not for a long time. What is surprising to me is that they didn't follow up on any of the Michael heat. They're not heat, but any of the Michael, like, love. Because she could have come
here and instantly
completely not have... had any fan support, and that place loved her in that match.
Oh yeah,
it's the same thing.
That's the only good thing I'll give, like, credit to that terrible Florida crowd, is they can recognize, they recognize it, and they appreciate just, like, these badass wrestlers.
It's the same thing that happened in that match that was, I think it was a Fatal 4-Way with, like, AEW with Hayter and Storm and I want to say Sheeta and Athena. Britt and Athena. Athena got the loudest pops of that night. And all you heard about people, like, the commentariat talking about the next day was, oh, Jamie Hayter this and Jamie Hayter that. And, like, nobody wants to talk about how Athena had the loudest crowd responses? Okay.
I guess that's just, like, the issue is they don't know how to swerve with, what's hot or what's getting reactions. They're just like, no, but this was our plan. This was our plan to push Jamie.
I don't think it was the plan to push Jamie. Jamie is getting her own organic heat, but it wasn't. That night, anyways, Athena was huge. And I would have liked to, if not giving her, like, a title shot the way that Jamie, like, making her as big a profile as Jamie's going to be, do something with her, because I don't think we've seen her since then.
That ain't going to happen. You're.
But regardless, I'm saying with Michael.
Yeah.
It was the same, like, they could have done the same thing, and, like, they just didn't with her. And she could have had another program with somebody else. I think she had maybe one more match before she went back, but. We haven't seen her since then.
I was gonna say maybe she had to go back, but I don't know.
Pay her more money so she can stay here.
I'm not gonna raise any money for Maiko to stay here. She's already back in Japan. But yeah, I am curious to see if they actually take the title off of Mandy. They should. They really should, just to move Toxic Attraction up.
I mean, it might be around time. So she said in 2 weeks, which puts us around Thanksgiving
and around War Games.
Gives her a month off, and then she can show up at the Royal Rumble. I feel this Royal Rumble is going to be huge for returns
for the
or
women.
Surprise entrance. No, for both.
Mandy Rose's promo tonight really did kind of feel like it kind of felt like a senior graduating speech. That's kind of what I got from it, and maybe that's why I liked it more. I don't know.
The only good thing about that segment is, I mean, obviously Kaylee Ray, but yeah, JC solidifying herself as the standout now, because it was Gigi before. We've gone back. We've talked about
for sure.
Toxic,
but you know, you totally called. You totally called JC.
Yeah, Gigi, like...
I didn't see it. I was just like, yeah, she seems all right. I hate that hat.
Gigi,
but you
got
know
to
what?
A
hey.
Level and stay and plateaued, but JC is still getting better every single week.
Because she lost the hat. No, but JC's just like... JC's cool. She's into herself.
She's looking cooler. Her
she looks
like,
cool.
She is very good. And this is where a lot of people are lacking in NXT is like, I'll call it an Orange Cassidy factor. And, like, the way that you can put your character into every move that you can do.
Yeah.
Or, like, every movement that you're doing. Like, the way Orange Cassidy does.
Yeah.
She's got it. And I don't know. Like, Gigi kind of does. Mandy.
I think there's
like,
something.
There's few characters that have it, like, down to every single movement. Like, living their character.
Yeah.
And, like, as much as I hate to say it, like, Mox is one. But she's got it.
JC, the difference between JC and Gigi, I feel like Gigi just has, like, a little bit more mystique to her, where I could totally see JC whenever they decide to turn her babyface. Like, I could totally see her, like, winning more people over. And I could totally see Gigi just being, like, a forever villain. Because she's just so, like, I don't know. She has, like, just that sultriness about her. And she's just going to be, like, that cool, like, mysterious one. Where JC just is, I could totally see her, like, at the top.
Be the tweener.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else you want to bring up, but, man.
I really don't want Indy to be there anymore. I want her to be on the main roster. We need more of, like, the next big-size women on the main roster. Because... Raquel's running out of opponents, and Bianca's running out of credible challengers. She can only beat up Bayley so many times before I want to see her fight someone who is on her level.
Well, also, Indy can bring, like, that, just, like, that humor.
Yeah.
Because you don't really have that right now. Everyone is so serious.
Yeah.
I could totally see Indy being, like, the fun, like, just like a fun character in general, because she is she's looking like a Spice Girl in her match last week against Zoe.
I need to watch that episode still. That's the next that I have up.
Well, she was wearing her silver gear, and there's a photo shoot that the Spice Girls did like years and years ago where they were all wearing silver outfits, and she's giving Posh Spice.
I need to grind through that episode next before I'm caught up. Yeah, I don't know if you're caught up on AEW, but they're actually defying us, and even though they only have one women's match every week still, they're putting on segments and giving them other storylines and other matches that we've called for, and we got to give them credit where it is.
The only thing I'm enjoying right now is Nyla Rose.
It was great. Yeah, and it was on Dynamite. We're right where it should have been. I mean, that match was, like, short in what it was, but, like, and there was, like, controversy going into it about, like, the tweeter who was talking shit about it, and then they all like came to defense. We're like, come on, really? Like, are you gonna defend this match? For one, second of all, you should just say watch the segment.
I think
because the segment worked, but going into like, I don't have any. I'm a women's wrestling fan, and I don't have interest in watching you versus Marina again.
The problem I feel with AEW is they live a lot of their feuds on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
it's with podcasters a lot lately.
I know, and I mean, when you have Jade even saying, we have the best women and we just need the time. Like, yeah, we know. That's what we've been saying this whole time. Like, and again, it's all just lived online. And that's just like the frustrating part about this friggin' company. And again, when they decide to care about their division, I'll care about it. I'm still in that. When you have Britt burying somebody who isn't even here, like what? I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of hers, obviously, but I don't even think the good thing about it is it looks like after 2 years of getting the same exact note, he's finally listening, because unless he's going to swerve us and somehow get it back to Britt, they are going to lead into this organic push that Jamie has built for herself. And whether she's going to beat Tony or not, or whether Tony's going to keep that belt and then fight Thunder when she's back, like however that's going to work out, it actually is intriguing and something that's unpredictable. And it's not like we can go into this match saying like, oh yeah, Tony's going to win because she's going to keep the belt until Rosa comes back. Like, Jamie has enough of a following. She has a lot of supporters to where people will start tuning more in to watch their women's division with Jamie there, especially if her and Tony have a little bit of a rivalry. Maybe not you, but people like that storyline, and they've been good in the ring. Even that tag team match with Britt and her versus Madison and Sky Blue was way better than it had any right to be.
Well, that's why, like, they have the women. They have the talent. They just don't have the time. Well, still a fun week overall. We still have other matches to catch up on. So while we do that, you go watch some more women's wrestling.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.